This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an edifying and enlightening series titled The Art of Hearing. In today's episode, he outlines the steps we need to take for God to be able to speak to our minds. Let's join in.
I've been sharing on the subject, the art of hearing, and basically how we can recognize God's voice. Recognize. The word recognize means to know what something is. I believe that sometimes God is speaking to us. The only thing is that we don't even know that God is speaking to us. Why am I saying that? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible talks about this problem. It says, the natural man or the ordinary man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. And it gives two reasons why. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Then it says, sometimes you can hear the voice of God because, number one, it's a spiritual voice. So only a spiritual ear can hear it. That's why each time Jesus preached, he said, for example, in Luke 8:8, he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. It's not that the people were deaf, they could hear, but he was talking about spiritual ears. So you must hear from the realm of the Spirit. Second problem, it says that even if you were to hear, it may sound foolish to you. You may not even recognize that it's the voice of God. You may think that it's something else. But God speaks to us. Then in verse 15, he said, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. What does it mean? All that it means is that when you are spiritual, you don't even do something wrong for somebody to come and judge you. Hallelujah. Then in verse 16, it says, we have the mind of Christ. In other words, God sometimes can speak to you through your mind. Through your mind. You know, a human being is made up of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. And God can speak to each part of you. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Then he talks about the whole part of man. And I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body. So we say man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. So he can speak to your spirit, he can speak to your soul, of which your mind is part of your soul, or he can speak to your body. In other words, your physical ear will actually hear God talking. I've heard God talking with my physical ear before. He called me by name. I was praying at dawn, and he called me around 4 a.m. He called me three times. Kakra! 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 Loudly in the room. I heard with my own ears. Once I heard this. Very powerful. So God can speak to your body. But we are focused this time on the fact that God speaks to your mind. Very important. And so, how does God speak to your mind? In Psalm 33, verse 11, the Bible says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and all the thoughts of his heart to every generation. In other words, God advises people, the counsel of the Lord. And sometimes the way he advises people is that from his heart, he transmits his thoughts into the thoughts of men. So from the heart of God into the thoughts or the mind of human beings. That's what the Bible says, we can have the mind of Christ. So God speaks to your mind. But the problem is, there are many thoughts that are roaming in your mind. That's where the problem is. Because the devil even can sow a thought in your mind. The devil also brings thoughts into your mind. Sometimes it's just a random thought. Sometimes a thought of a movie you have watched. or something you have said just comes into your mind, or a comment that somebody made just comes into your mind. So in our mind, there are many voices in our minds. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10, the Bible says, there are many voices in the world. Some are natural, some are spiritual, and none of them is without signification. In other words, every voice you hear, even in your mind, it means something. What does it mean? It means that somebody has spoken. Somebody said, whenever there is a voice, there is a person. So if you enter a dark room, you don't see anybody, but somebody says, hello. Although you don't see anybody, you know that there is somebody there. So behind voices, whether in your mind or whatever, or a thought, is somebody. So God talks to your thoughts, or he speaks to your mind. So shortly, I want to talk about, give you some keys on how God speaks to your mind. John chapter 14, let's read the scripture. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. In John 14, 15, Jesus said, the whole chapter is about loving God and keeping his commandments. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. 21, he said, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And he said, I will manifest myself to him. Amen. 23, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come to him, and will make our abode with him. 26, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. Remembrance means the Holy Ghost is going to speak to your mind. You are going to remember something. So Jesus said to his disciples, when I leave, the Holy Ghost will be speaking to your mind. So how is he going to speak to your mind? I think that for you to grasp the whole thing, we have to start from the top. That's why I read some of the scriptures. Now, it's a process. He said the Holy Spirit will let you remember. But before you get to the remembrance part, there are steps that you must go through before you get to that part. So when he started speaking, verse 21, look at what he said. He that hath my commandments. So the first thing is that, first of all, you must have his commandments. Then the second thing, and keepeth them. Second thing you must do is that you must keep them. Now, the third thing you must do is that, he said in verse 26, the Holy Spirit will teach you. So the third thing you must do is that the Holy Ghost must teach you. Then finally, in verse 26, he said, in the same verse 26, he said, he will bring to your remembrance. So there are three key things you must do before you get to remembrance. Number one, you must have the commandments. Number two, you must keep the commandments. Number three, the Holy Ghost must teach you. And number four, you must remember. And it's logical. For you to remember something, first of all, you must be taught. You must know it. Remember means that it's something you know already, and it is being played back to you. Now, let me tell you something. How much of God's voice you hear in your mind, transmitted as a thought? You see, when the Holy Ghost speaks to your mind, most of the time, it comes as a thought. That's how it comes. How much of God's voice you hear as a thought in your mind, according to this verse, is also dependent on the number of scriptures that you know. Because he's going to remind you of something. Are you understanding me? Which means that it's something that, first of all, you must know it. Because if you don't know it, how can you even remember? So, a man who does not read his Bible may not hear much from the Holy Ghost, because he does not even know it for the Holy Ghost to remind him. So the more you know about God, the more you hear his voice, even in your mind, as a thought. In Matthew 10:19, Jesus spoke about how God plants thoughts in our minds. He said, when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall say. 20, But the Holy Spirit shall give you in that same hour what you shall say. For it is not you that speaketh, but the Spirit of the Father who speaketh in you. So Jesus told his disciples, he said, God will speak to you, and he'll speak to you in thoughts. And he said, when the thought comes, you will think that it's your own mind or it's your own idea. But he said, it's not your mind, it's not your idea. He said, this is God who has planted that thought in your mind. Are you understanding me? You know, sometimes I ask myself, I met so many women I could have married. Why is that it was only when I met my wife that the idea came that this is the person you should marry? Why didn't it occur to me with so many people that I knew? Close friends, nice people. It never crossed my mind, not even once as an idea. But as I've meditated on it, I realized that even that idea, it is God who put that idea in my mind. So I pray that if you are believing God for marriage, may God put an idea in somebody's mind. Because somebody can be walking around with you but will never marry you because that idea will never come into his mind. Even that idea or the thought, it is God who places it there. Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today we learned that for God to be able to speak to our minds, we must first receive the word of God and then we must keep it. Join us same time Monday for another awesome encounter with Kakra Baden.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of arthritis. So, dear pastor, I was diagnosed with arthritis a year ago. My doctor was surprised because, according to her, I'm too young to have it. Since the diagnosis, I've been in a lot of pain, especially my hip joints. But you prayed for me, and immediately after your prayer, I couldn't feel the pain anymore. I thought it was just wishful thinking, so I waited a whole week just to be sure. Now I can boldly say to the glory of God that I have not had any pain since then. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank him for this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful miracle.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.